I love that tune. I do. It has a melody that it gets to me. You know, the harmony, and it's, you know, it's just sound, the sound piece of music. I don't follow all the lyrics, but but it's a nice musical arrangement. These guys are very talented. You're listening to the CRS Radio, the Knowledge Station. I am Gelalim, as you know, and I'm glad to be on for another edition of the CRS Radio, Black Talk Radio Network. And what I need to say, since I am very passionate about African people existence and the history of the African people, it saddens me to know that every day of our life, we African people are alive today. I don't know how serious you take me, but I'm speaking from a historic point of view. We have the white people, and especially those in power. They don't want black people to ever recognize themselves for who they are. That includes me. They want us to think that we, our people, belong to the church that they set up into the world. Clearly, I come to know we are not a part of the white people church. I've been in the church from I was age 7. And it is like when I'm about 50 years of age or more, that my head was affected. And I can tell you, it is not the only reason why I started to read was because my head was affected by an impression that did not really come from me, because I was thinking all along, I don't know what AD and Adaman is. I don't know what BC is. I couldn't make any sense of those things. But there came a time when something said to me, notice what you're reading. Notice the words. I know what the words are saying. You know, when you're reading something, say nonfiction, reality, you got to understand that's what you're reading, and don't take it for anything else. So take what's real, real. If you're reading fiction, take it for just that. You know, it's designed, fiction is designed to entertain you. And, you know, people are making up these characteristics. And you read them and it, you know, can give you a lot of clue as well. Yes, of course, but you know it's fiction. What I'm saying to you is that I have a very serious passion about us as African people. When I read and come to realize who we are, it's not coming from the Bible certified history. The Bible is not a certified document, and that black people must realize. And when you realize that the white people who now takes rule of everything that black people have, land and wealth and yourself. You know, these people own everything that we black people have. Right now, if you're lucky, if you hear anything I'm saying right now, if you can play this this video that usually go into archives and paste on the profile, you're lucky, because I'm not supposed to be telling you what I'm saying right now. I played two tunes, and maybe that's all you're going to hear. Because these white people, they are telling me I am not supposed to say these things because they control our community. And our community is controlled by a sodomite culture. And we must live by their sodomite culture that takes over our land, our wealth, and us. And we are serving time under our curse. Did you know black people are cursed? Yes. We are cursed. And the reason why we are cursed is because we miscegenation with white people going back some 1,200 years ago. Yes. What, do you think that life would be the way it is if something never happened to us when we come from kings? We come from lineage of kings. We come from kingship government, where we deal with like King David and all the law codes and stuff like that. Hammurabi. It's all, those are not white, kings are not, don't come, white people don't come from kingship, except the one that they created for themselves. And that come from not civilized, the civilized establishment. White people create their own establishment. And that's not a civil one. Because they fight all the World War I, World War II, and those are the exceptional wars that they fought. Because the rest I don't have the number of the amount of wars that these white people fight. And they come in and do these things and change the black people's perception of the world view, civilized world view, to what is called now a new world order, AD and Adamani, new world order, new calendar and everything like that, with emperor and popes. And black people think that the way the world is established and designed for life to be. That's what black people think right now. Now, when I come here and come around this mic and decide to talk to African people, I'm not talking to white people, because I will only talk to white people if I like cursing at them or something like that. But I'm talking to my own people to share our problem, because we are living out a curse by our God. When we are living by a character in a Bible that is created by the white people. It's not black people create that. We are living by white people God right now. And all the pray we are praying, you know what, is because of providential mercy. Why some of us are thinking that God is answering our prayer. Because who is really answering our prayer when we are praying to a monotheism God that only sodomite glorify? They are the one who bring it about in the Bible. Because remember, the Bible is not a certified book. Bible is not certified. And these folks, these white people who come to so many of our territories, they take control with their own made-up AD and a Dominic calendar. And we buy into the assumption that they have Roman power. Who is Roman? Black people? How did they come by calling themselves Romans with an army? It's because they steal it from black people in Italy. Steal it from the king. Lucius Tarquinius, that history. That is academic certified history. It's in the world history textbook. There is National Geographic, World History textbook. I mean, the big textbook, like, you know, like 2 inches by, you know, 2 inches thick or so, or 2.5 inches thick. World History textbook. It is certified, of course. Academically, a whole, not one, not two, not three. It's all about 10, I think at least 10 PhD academic consultants to the textbook who, and you know, say yes, certify it is history. You don't see none of that in the Bible. You don't see none of that in the Bible, you know. Now, the reason why, when I play back this video, I may not hear anything I say except the music, because they have done it to a lot of shows that I sit down here and do, and they make sure they're not hear, you are not hearing them, because what? They are criminals. And they have put us into bondage. We have bought into that. They have our from Roman Republic, Roman Empire, and all these kind of stuff. And thereby they call themselves any name because they are wearing our credential. And any credential they name themselves, it is because they initially stole Romans as their name, and write everything like they existed long time before us as Romans. And if you read the World History book, you find out it's not true. Now, the reason why they are blocking what I'm saying is because they don't think I have anything against them. They know they have something against us, black people. That's the reason why they won't allow certain things that I say, because they don't block everything I say, but they block everything in a segment or in an edition. If I come here and have a show for like 3 hours, I talk for like, say, a hour and a half out of that. And, you know, real, like, serious stuff. It's about an hour and a half. So, like, another good like, hour and a half or so. You know, I may play music or so. They would wipe out everything I say and just play the music. All right? So you will come here and click on some of my some of these show titles after they are in archive. You click on these titles that you have an interest in and only hear music. I didn't just state music. These sodomite culture white people ruling the world, they are ruling the black people and whatever we say. Right? Now, if they have a problem with me talking on the airways, they have a court of law. Army go to the court of law. All right? But I don't know, I will know, they don't have any government. These sodomites don't have a real government and real law over the African people. They're not supposed to be in our territory. They don't have any real legal rights. And they, knowing what I know, they cannot take me before a judge. Because they really do not have authentic government. And I'm not lying. I'm not kidding you. I joined one of their banks. Like I joined quite a few banks. And by virtue of having a credit card, you know, you are connected to banks. Even though you may not, you know, that's not the bank you use, you go. But, you know, these credit cards, you know, it's mostly banks send your credit card and you have the credit card. So you're connected to the banks. And I'm sharing this with you because yesterday I did a show. And you don't get to hear anything and talk about. I am not a racist person. I don't have any. I was never born in a circumstance to be racist. I don't have racist blood. All right? I am a hybrid person. And I have books that prove it's real Sumerian history that tells me I am a hybrid. All black people are hybrid. Chinese, Indians, Arabs, Hispanics. As far as my understanding is, they're coming from, you know, hybrid descent. And tell us about government. These white people are not government. They're not government. A misnomer. They're a misnomer. And look, even if I'm talking to myself, I know that they are coming to the point where they're going to be very sorry about what they have done to leave their place and go. They're going to be sorry. We are paying a price for walking out of the way that the gods tell us. And you read Deuteronomy 28. And it explains all that happened before our time. And because of what happened is the reason why these people are controlling us today. Because of what happened, say, over some 12,000 years. It didn't just happen, snap of the finger. No. Why would they have control over us if our ancestors did not message a nation with them? They couldn't. Because for one, they're not civilized enough by themselves, according to history, to ever move into that position. Our people want to go do stuff with them, and that's what caused this. All right. So yesterday, I did a show. And just in case that they're going to allow you to hear it, yesterday is 12:30. Today is the last day of December 2020. Yesterday, on the 30th, I did a show, and the title of it is Blacks Reject Their Own Elohim Genetic Creation Turned to Uncivilized Bible. That is the title that I spoke on yesterday about the same time, same schedule. You don't get to hear it. Basically, I'm familiar with what I said, but you don't get to hear it because these sodomites, they decide that they are going to control what we say to each other. and they feel like, okay, they control the airways. Look, they did not have anything of value before 509 BC. And that's when they overthrew our king and stole military and stole St. Peter's, where they said they have a pope here. That's ours. Okay? They didn't have anything. Right? So from 509 BC, if you know that they had things before 509 BC, have been learning from the African people over the past 12,000 years. I mean, at least that's the, you know, my estimation based on the history and how long it takes them to improve their culture. But they're sodomites. They are never going to be civilized people. And the way you see them appear today is simple because they have been imitating us for so long. So they talk, see the difference. You can see the RH blood, the monkey blood inside of them, that they are not friends with black people, not unless something happened and become friends or something like that. But by and large, they are not friends with black people. And they usually, if they find out that you're one of them that they didn't get to, you know, to disfigure your brain, they are very careful about you. Okay? They either have a lot of respect for you or they find some way to kill you or something like that because you're an adversary to them. Right? Because just your existence as a civilized, sober person is a threat to them. You see? Because everything they have, they got it through us. And you know, you're always a threat to them, even though you're not trying to hurt them. That's the way they are. They are existing on the black people's high lash and your high lid. All these so-called wealthy white people, that's where they're coming from. They don't have an issue to show you their origin of wealth, except since 509 BC. So, prior to 509 BC, they were sea people, okay? And they were destroying everything we civilized people established. That's what it is. They will know what I'm saying. They know I have a right to say what I'm saying. You see, but they must realize, if I don't drop dead somewhere, they could only take me to a court, and they don't want somebody like self about anything AD and Adamani powers have. That's no power at all. Okay? AD and Adamani is not power where African territory and the people are. It's not for us. Sodomites don't have no power over black people, even we assume that they do. I hear what I say back when this show is over. I am going to crack up because I never intend to say these things. But listen, I am well schooled and I am well prepared to see the end of these sodomites. Prepared to see the end, because what my analogy is, if we black people were ever going to do something to these white people, it would not be at this time of our lives, because there was time when they had nothing to defend themselves. If we did hate them, they would not be here. So that's not what is going to happen. How we treated them good, and today they are a little more civilized and a lot more civilized than what they used to be, because they never have no civilization.
We would have to go to them and beg them to help us. But we did not. Because it doesn't matter how ignorant we are as black people, we still have civilized blood. You see, we are a different species. Just like you look at birds of the same species, but they have ethnic, we don't have no ethnic difference with white people. They never had civilization to establish civilized institution. Okay? Now that they found a way to work their criminal trickeries and make a comic god character, call a spirit god, and a comic Jesus Christ out of a black man in Palestine. They can now see we turn fool. Jim Jones can take us down to Guyana, about 1,000 black people, and must a couple white ones. You know, I don't know if it's 20 white people he had here or so, but Jones is a nice minister of Jesus Christ. I mean, and it killed them, drenched them. You have the pictures? You have the pictures, right? You can Google it and see the pictures. Jim Jones killed all these black people that strung out on the ground. And he is a licensed A.D. and a Dominie in the year of our Lord, minister of Jesus Christ. Took them from America and take them down there in the jungle. And yet still black people don't learn to get away from this Jesus syndrome. They don't want me, who find out, to talk about it. So they catch there to hear what I'm going to say next. And tune out what I am saying. But look, they don't understand the way the energy works. You see, as long as I'm not going to church, I'm all right. That means I'm not like Dr. King. I'm not like Reverend Justice Jackson, because they're still under the sodomite church syndrome. And not them a preach. Farrakhan. Oh, long stock barrel of them. Malcolm X was still under them and still decided to leave them alone. But by then, it was a little too late for him. You see what I mean? Because he was still under the influence. You know, so was Marcus Garvey. They get to mistreat him because he never get up there. He wasn't on the top of he wasn't seen very clearly then. You see? And they mistreat him a lot. The point is, I know the history. I know the history. And the only thing can stop my presence is I'm dead. Okay? I'm dead. And when I am dead, is the time come. Right? For right now, it's time for me to manifest who I am. And who I am is someone who knows the truth. And I have every one of our African territory. I have that power, that right. Kingship gives me that power. And if they think that they are so sodomite and they have power to, you know, with all kind of this bombs and stuff that they make and have, yes. Tell me about that. How they come into our territory, kill us, and set up their own thing, and say, look, we are their citizens. They have all their Roman Republic now, and we are their citizens. They call them all kind of U.S. Republic and Palestine Republic and all. Call themselves all kind of Gothian and Philistine and all, they call themselves. That's right. and want to play off like they did not overthrow the king in Italy. But they are, they're such an idiot that they do it and they tangle themselves up doing it and yet still say that it's not them. These faggots sucking. Look, let me tell you something. Turn off what I'm saying. Black people have who to go to. Once they were fooled like I do, we know to follow our history now. Okay? Certified history. Sumerian history. Atra assistex. We have all the right things that we can put our hands on. These white people don't have a darn thing. You know, I just want to be in front of the judge and alive. You know, I don't want my ghost, just my ghost to be there. Put me before a judge right now. And that judge is not going to be able to execute the duty that they give him. Because guess what? The judge is not ready for what I'm going to say to him. Because I'm coming right out of the history book that tells us exactly what is government, what is civilized government. And I tell you what, that judge better be working for kingship government. You can't be working for new world order, because there is only one world, civilized world order. The next are all uncivilized. All ever came before us or came after us are thieves and robbers. And that's who these are. These folks are. You know, black people ain't nothing. You're going to find out that black people is everything on planet Earth. When it comes to civility, that's what is in the world history textbook. These white people, no, you're not the world history textbook, but civilized people. They're not. And it's about time they face it. They have all the money. They think money can help them. Money cannot help them now. When the truth is exploded. Okay? So they can keep on turning off what I'm saying and people don't want to hear. People are still going to know. You see? These sodomite idiots, they don't have no shame. That they don't go to their own. They never once invade their own community. Over the past 2,600 years, these sodomites have never invaded their own. They didn't start to invading their own. As a society, they start on the African people. They don't know. I mean, what they're fiddling with. You know, they are beside themselves. And they have caused a lot of African people to perish. But right now, they can't face trial. They can't face me. Okay? And they have proven that they don't have enough sense to face black people and talk their facts. They don't have none. So they will bomb down your place, burn it down. That's all these faggots can do to black people. Okay, behind our back, we own what you have. You don't own a blinking thing that we have. You're a damn crook. And you are headed for your own destruction. So you remember that the subject matter that I did yesterday. And you can see it. They think that we are not stoppable because we are hybrid. And they follow us everywhere we go. Drinking milk and honey is not theirs. They already tell why they are in our territories and taking away everything and make up this bullshit AD and a Dominic, government. It's not even as good as bullshit. Okay? So you wait. I was telling you about this bank that I joined, right? And they began to charge me. They began to charge. I pay, they have a cycle that when you're paying down on some money that you have on your incur on your credit card, it is a traditional thing, knowledge that I have, that I pay my bills on time unless I must forget or something like that. That doesn't happen very often or so. But, you know, you charge that fee and you pay. But, you know, for a long time now, I don't run into no late fee problem. I, you know, I'm a good customer, right? But the thing is, these people are running a racketeering business. Because they don't business in our country, talking about they have doing business and sell you everything that belongs to us. Because they use it that they be on a dominant and give them right to sell us our own land. That's what they think, because they are idiots. Okay? I can afford to say so because I know the legal truth. I know the rights that we have, and they are here all over the world. Think that they're bad and big enough to get us to do, you know, tell us jump. They tell us jump, and we say, how high? Okay? They don't understand the kind of people black people are. All right, when you get people who are underdeveloped and don't understand, they don't understand. Okay? But what happened when they understand? White slave masters didn't want black people to learn to read? It's because they know black people learn to read, that they're not coming to an end of their reign. They know that. So I'm telling you about the bank now. If you're out there and you're having this problem, and maybe, you know, this is enlightening. Last September, I have two accounts with this bank. And I paid up September the payments on two accounts. So normally the bank sends me the bill for the two accounts for August. All right. So I remember now one of the accounts was due on the 7th of August, the other one on the 28th of August. What I am accustomed to up to that point is I schedule my payments whenever the dates, the cycle comes up. The bank automatically make my payment. Right? So, you know, you'll never have to be sort of late fee, right? Like that way. That's what I'm accustomed to. There was never a problem. But the bank changed their policy. I don't know about that policy. Right? So I'm doing as usual. Now, if they want to be serious about this, and they're going to tell me that I paid too early, you know, I'm paying the money too early ahead of time. Well, if that is written in some fine print somewhere, I don't know about that. My attention has never been called. But listen, if that's the case, when I send in my money early, I've never gotten any notice in a letter that I said, Mr. Aldred, you know, Galalim, Luke Galalim, we change the policy, and you need to like make the payment. At most 5 days before it's due, something like that. Nobody don't say nothing to me. All right. when I send in the money, as usual, they don't call me and send me a letter or something like that. Because there is a problem between them and I, and at least they have an interest to talk to me. They send me FedEx, right? And the FedEx issue that they're talking to me about is the problem over the same problem that I'm telling you about. And before, so they couldn't send me information that I'm not to pay the bill that early. All right, so when I'm sending the money, you think they have enough sense to write me or call me? Because I get about four calls from these people telling me foolishness over the problem that I talk to them about. And I tell them, say, look, you know, what my position is based on what happened. And they still continue to tell people to call me, and I tell them, you know, I make this terminal with them, and I tell them, let me just tell you what happened. I call these folks up because I get a notice from them that I need to pay at least the minimum for my account because I paid it too early. You hear that? Have you ever been told that you make your payment schedule it too early to be paid on the cycle date? Have you ever been told that? I've never been told that. And when I call them, they're sticking to their gun. You see, that I have to pay. So I realized, this is a new scam that they have. Because they claim that, I said, what did you do with the money? Why didn't you send it back to me? You know, couldn't you return it back to me? Because now they're going to put it to my account. And then what? So the bank has to accept the check. Accept when they put in the invoice, the bank have to accept it in order to, you know, to be and get the money and say that they deposit it to my principal. I did not pay that to my principal. I scheduled the payment as usual to be paid on the cycle date. That's the conventional way, and nobody didn't tell me anything different. And if they had told me, and I didn't become aware of it, when I do it, they should not use their discretion to pay it to any principal, because that's not what I know, right? So they have a reason to communicate with me, but they don't communicate with me. If they're not stealing my money, and, you know, what must I do now? Go spend my time trying to do bookkeeping to understand what they do with my money? That's not the way it works. So this is what, look, since they stick to their gun, the time roll on, they start to charge me late fees. So you know what? I say, you know what? It's time to stop this. It's time to stop this. Because these people are here as criminals. And look at what they're doing to us African people. And I decide, you know what? Think about law. And then they're going to have the law to deal with. And not just dear A.D. Anadamani so-called law. But they have kingship. Because African people, whether they know it or not, they are under, every African people are under kingship. All over the globe. If they not read and understand what law is, they are perishing. Because it's only because we are underdeveloped why we African people don't know that. Look in the World History textbook. These guys are getting away with more than murder because we underdeveloped. Well, they underdeveloped all the time. All right. So, this is what I'm trying to tell you. That when they came to America, nobody sold them any land. You can read and say from Africa, come right to the West. African people don't sell nobody no land. But they come and take over everything and they sell everything. Because these sodomites are only money. Them know. They don't have a soul. You see? And that's what Africans are under. All right, so let's get it out on the table. If you have any money for these bankers, don't pay them. I mean, if you're young and they're going to mash up your, you might want to be careful about that. But look, in a lot of cases, you don't pay these people back no money. Because they have your own money long time where they used to steal from our people that they come here and see with something. They have the land, they take the land away from them and give it to share it up to them, their own people they bring here to take over the land and tell us and write it in their own, in their document, that their God tell them to come on a mission to America. That is after they've done destroy Palestine and take over the place, right? And kill, I mean, hundreds of thousands of the African people over there in Spain and Portugal and all over the place in the name of Jesus. Yes, that's what they do. So now they want me to go and say what I know. Now I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that now. Okay? Because they have, unless they kill you someplace and nobody don't know who kill you, they can only take you to a judge. And they can only judge you based on AD and Adamani. And AD and Adamani is, you know, not even good shit. Okay? All right? AD and Adamani is not even good shit because they cannot tell you what in the year of the Lord is. Tell you that. You see? So no matter any way I behave today around this mic, I'm not doing anything illegal. And if they don't like it, find their way back to Europe where they come from. Because this is not their territory. Let's have a challenge that you can prove to me that AD and Adamani is law. All they use AD and Adamani to do is kill the black people and take away where they have every day with the military. Don't they have military in Syria? And not just the U.S., Russia? If I don't steal them, I steal what you have. And make it seem like it's normative for them to steal everything that is bequeathed to Africans, not them. And because they learn the civility from us, they know what to do with money. They didn't know nothing. All over the world, these people are stealing money from Africans and turn around and take some of the money that them thief to African countries, you know, to have allies. And talk about allies. These people don't have a damn thing. They don't have a central government. Look at what Trump is doing. I'm talking about government. They do not have government. Come on now. They want it all, they're going to lose all. Because they think because they have power in the world, that's not true. That's not true. Because when the rain is falling, they don't stop it. When too much water on the ground, they can't stop it. They have to jump in our boat. Our gods that create us, that's what we connect to. If we are not stupid, if we are connected to the power that creates us, these guys don't have a moment in front of us. And they will know that. They will know that. Because the first question you ask them and they cannot answer you, they know they are done. They are done. Well, this is what they're going to have. Okay? This is what they're going to get. Because I'm paying this bank not even at the dust of a penny. They're not getting their more money from me. Call me about, you know, I want to like review your account. You know, you can pay up this. They're not getting dime. I said, close the account. You're not getting not even a dust. Because guess what? AD and Adamani when I am on the kingship rule. It's in the history book. There's just no way these idiots can walk over that and think that as long as you submit to AB on a dominie, I mean, you know, they got you. Police and everybody, real estate and everything, they got you. But if you know that they can't usurp kingship that God set up on earth long before them have any sense on what to put on underwear. Long before that, kingship was established first to commonly to human beings in Kish, the land of Kish in Mesopotamia, because they have little sense and can work trickery. They find out that they can work some on us, but how long they think that their trick would work? I don't, you know what? They are not that smart to write about Adam and Eve in the garden. So don't expect that these people have that much sense. It's because our senses are lowered. That's the reason why they get away with the kind of stuff they do. And they're up to their head with it now. When it bursts on them and they got some a character like me, they're not be able to, they can't answer it. I done, you know, get into the craw of a federal judge before. He lied 3 times to me, and when I busted him, he said, I'm sorry. Okay? They don't know what they are playing with, and they play the game for 2,600 years or more. And they're going to see what they're in for. If they want to, like, go ahead and think that they can kill us all off, well, if that is the will of the God, so be it. If you're not afraid of these people, you know, with all of the weapons that they have and stuff like that, one thing, they prove that they cannot live without the African people. Because why would they be in all of our territories and claim it is theirs? They have a weakness and we are unable to see it. The Bible that they have, it's the most disturbing ignoramus writing. Lying about the black people. Lying. You think a little lie in the Bible? The Bible alone pushed them down the creek. Should be imprisoned long time ago, but Africa is over there sleeping. They are not enforcing kingship. If we don't enforce kingship ourselves, we always be sodomite control. But if we are able to show sodomite don't exist here, take it back where you get it. They want to keep on edit out what I say. Now, what I say here, that blacks reject their own Elohim genetic creation. That is official history. As strange as this may sound to my own African people, it was strange to me too, until I started to read. Now, it is an obligation. It is an obligation to me to talk about this, because information is already published, but the church keeps us away from the history that we are to read. And part of why they in slavery don't want black people to learn from it. And right now, until this day, you hear them talk about blacks don't have a right to vote. We should never be voting at all. I stopped voting. You see all these old bunch of stuff that they're going on with about voting? Look, they just made up democracy. That's the reason what in what? 508 to 507. Kleistein is the man and some of his companions. They're the one who bring in democracy, right? And they prepare themselves to overthrow the king and start their democracy. That's what they did. And suck us into it now. When you read AD and Adamani and find out that There's no year of our Lord. There's no Jesus. Read the Bible and you know, no, Jesus never existed. If you're reading the Bible, go. All right. Now, when we know that, they cannot stand up in front of us and tell us about legality, because they don't know about legality. If they know about legality and they have a Bible that says God make male and female, created them in their own image and likeness, and they're here trying to fool us that it was no Elohim plural that created us. It's their monotheism God. I mean, there's just information to drive them into the abyss. They don't have any explanation for that. There are no Abraham that ever find no God anywhere, or any God that tell Abraham to sacrifice his son. It's a lie. You're a sodomite God in the Bible. The God of the Bible is a sodomite, right? That this God have a son with. Who did he have a son with? All over I talk about God begets a son. God begets a son. How did that happen? The whole bunch of foolishness. Only that you must believe. When you're stupid, you believe. Like me, grow up believing. My parents are believing. All of us come out of slavery. Oh, read the Bible and you follow. No prophecy about Jesus fulfilled. Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. Read the New Testament. Not one line of the prophecy is written in the New Testament as a fulfillment. The prescription of those two verses in Isaiah 9, 6 and 7. None of it fulfilled at all in the New Testament at all. So how are you going to be talking about Jesus Christ died for his sin? Jesus himself went into a hill and hid himself, according to them. Remember, Jesus is just a nasty character, a sodomite character with 12 men. You see, the place God as a woman eater and Jesus as a woman eater. But men are welcome. It's a time for us to understand that. Okay? So the time has come. If they want to play it this way, like, okay, this is their country, well, let's see how long they are going to say that. Because all it takes is I alone, I, Tim Aldred. Notice, I don't care to tell you my name, you know. On this show, I'm known as Galalim. It's the name of a God. I have my mother and father's so-called name, okay? I am not afraid to identify myself. Because you know what? I don't care if a shadow behind me. Because these people, what they have been doing, I know it's wrong. It's time now for me to step up and talk. Okay? And if they think that they are so bad and they have some place out there that they can put me and lock me up or turn my head wrong. They turned my head wrong long time ago. Elohim got it straight for me. All right? So, you know, I want to thank you for tuning into the program, and I hope that you hear this program today, everything be all right. Now, so I tell you the name of the program. I tell you the name of the program. All right, I tell you the name of the program that I did yesterday, and you never heard anything I said. Heard some music. All right? And now, I'm run out of time now, but I have to read to you, just in case you're hearing this. A.D. Anno Domini, in the year of our Lord, is 100% a curse on hybrid black people, A.D. Anno Domini, because that's what they have ruling the world. Now, If you get this right, you find a lawyer who can tell you that this is coming from somewhere that's real and not from sodomites, right? If they were a government, they would not be making legislation to attack black people and kill them. And how much of us they kill and claim that they're right because they're coming from the precipice of shit where they're going to make all these old bunch of nonsensical stuff to control other people who are civilized and on their way to live a good life. Right? Well, it's the end of that now. It's the end of that now. Go back to your, wherever you call it, go find milk and honey in the Caucasus Mountain. Okay? Because somehow or another, the truth comes out. They have something to hide behind. Don't hide here in our territory. Because you already done it. You're looking at another dimension. And the other dimension is the God has it for you. You're wanted. And you hear, they know exactly where to find or no. Okay? All right. I tell you, it's written. And I know it's not a lie. I see the problem that we have because we step out of the way. Reading the Bible, you see Solomon step out of the way too. And you see all the evil that King David, right there that King David done. Whether it's true or not, but in your own Bible, it is showing that when you displace God, God is going to get you. Well, the gods now, they're going to get you now. Okay? So if you think that you're going to come here and do all these kind of stuff, and it's hunky-dory, that is if everybody will stay dead. But that is not going to happen. I bet the God's been watching and see what is going on. Okay? And watch out for that. Now, so this is what I have to tell you now. And I don't have much time to go. AD and Adamani in the year of our Lord is sodomy creation. These white sodomites created it. That's why they don't want you to hear it. Right? But you're going to hear it. Because, you know, if they want to create a confrontation and end up in their court, if they want to go in there, that's the last day they rule. Thing they got going on, scrap. That's it. Because they're not on kingship. This is kingship territory. Okay? It's in the Issa textbook. Nothing that they do here on the Constitution is alive and well. No. It's made of RH monkey blood. That's it. It's not for Africans. These idiots cannot tell themselves that they cannot remove our destiny. They can't. It's on the seal of the gods and they leave it with us here. And they come here, they are coming here with their little shit up self telling us about AD and Adam. And the whole thing is worse than really good shit. Education must be civilized. This AD and Adamani that is never civilized one moment and calendar that they're using. Come to me and talk to me. And I tell you where to find AD and Adamani calendar. I'll tell you. Cleistin shit it out of his asshole. Cleistin. Democracy. You see, and all of these sodomites that overthrow the king in Italy, in Rome, Italy. That's where they get it from. All of you are all sodomites. And you coming all over us, we are. All right? It's time now we talk it out, right? I'm telling you. All right. So I'm telling you, AD and Adamani don't come from anywhere civilized. And they want to, you know, convince the world it's civilized. Well, you have to meet the word standard right now. You don't come from nowhere. And then you hear of, oh Lord, Jesus is a faggot character. You got to prove it. Prove it now to somebody who's coherent and know what they're talking about. Prove it. system that you have, universities and stuff like that, I mean, inculcating black people. Now you're going to find out where the water walk going to the pumpkin's belly. No, all these time you've been here wasting your time. Instead of going to Europe and go plant something in the ground and reap from it. No, you're wasting your time taking it away from black people. All right. It's all over. It's all over. It is not the Elohim's God's King, King's law code, right? AD Anadamani is not the Elohim King's law code. 509 BC coup overthrow of Tarquinius, king. Kizide, white, fictitious Roman Republic, Goetians, uncivilized homosexuals. I didn't make it. The Guti are Kuti, also known by the derived Oxims, Goetians, or Goetians, were a nomad people of West Asia around the Zagros Mountains during ancient times. Their homeland was known as Gutium, the Elohim gods allowed the Caucasoid to bring the AD and Adamani New World Order curse upon the black people because we walk out of their commandment, not Moses' Ten Commandments at all. The reason why? The problem is on earth. These so-called sodomites, which say they're controlling the world, bomb up the place, people can go there, what they call this Christmas and stuff like that. What a gift they got on Christmas morning in Tennessee, right? They're the ones that are doing all these things. Every iniquity on earth are these white people doing it. And we are depending on them as government. And all these false beliefs that we have about Christmas, Easter, and all, and then these, what do you call it, these sodomite so-called presidents. Like George Washington and all the rest of them. All right? So it's time to get it out on the table. Get it out on the table? Well, what is on the table is that you must leave. Because there's no other alternative but that you sodomites go back to where you come from. Okay? And if you think you're not going to do that, okay. Well, the gods is going to take care of it. That's why I know. They're going to take care of it. Because all of you will go to nothing. They have the power. Long time. You don't take one in. Well, that's it. And all of your existence is on the line. Because we don't work anything on earth. Because you're committing violation every freaking day. Well, I shouldn't say that. Describe a day to a freaking... every blessed day. Every blessed day, you guys are committing atrocities on the black people. No day pass that you do not for breaking their commandments. We break, black people break the commandment by lying up with these sodomites. Okay? And get blood, get Elohim's blood into their system. I destroy the world. It creates a unique problem that these people can't handle themselves. Otherwise, they would be doing this kind of stuff to the black people. Okay? That it must come to a bizarre end, a tragic end, where the gods must get rid of them. Because getting rid of us is a different story. But they are forever no good. No good. They think of what they're doing, providing food and bread or something like that in some kind of way, and people buying, they worth something. No, no. They need to be damn wiped out. You know, look how much black people that keep on wiping out and claim that we you know, they are the greatest people on earth, and they are sodomites, going into each other's rectum and marrying it and everything. Come on. Come on. Come on. For breaking the commandments of Elohim, black people are suffering. Not miscegenation with uncivil, what? Not miscegenation with uncivilized sodomites that corrupt. You see? So we are cursed. Right? The curse is cast upon us because they interfere with us as talking into perversion. All right? The black people. Curse upon the black people for breaking the Elohim's commandment. Do not miscegenation with uncivilized sodomites that corrupt the hybrid people blood. That's what happened. This issue is recorded in Deuteronomy 28, spelled out vividly. AD Anadamani is a fake calendar bureaucracy by Kakizide. An unmistakable curse from the Elohim, willingly for punishment, as recorded. The Lord shall smite you with a consumption, is written, and with a fever, and with an inflammation, and with an extreme burning, and with the sword. That's what's written. I didn't write it. And with blasting and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you are perished. This is the curse against the black people. What black people are suffering today because of these sodomites. And they are everywhere we are today. We don't own anything. What I'm telling you about AD Anadamani is null and void. It's not law. It's not kingship. Kingship is for all, for the global. And they are originate in Europe. They don't cross the borders. They are not permitted to cross the border. But they do more than crossing the border. Come, kill, and steal, and possess. Now, you are dispossessed with the knowledge AD Anadamani is sodomite. Can't be kingship government. It's not to rule nobody but sodomites. Go back to Europe with sodomy. Okay? I'm telling you. And with the sword, and with blasting, and with mildew, and they shall pursue you until you perish. This is what is happening to black people. How many black people are perishing? All under slavery that we gone through. It's all because of these sodomites that hunt us down everywhere and pollute us. And they shall pursue you until you perish. See, right now, this is what is happening to a lot of us. But these sodomites is not leaving you alone until they kill you, destroy you, and take away every body you have. And they shall pursue you until you perish. That is relevant with Matthew 10, 34. Jesus said, opposing the Isaiah 9, 6 to 7 prophecy, think not I am come to send a sword. Church is a curse. If you don't know, church is a curse on hybrid black people. Search, research it for yourself. Get out of Jesus' church. In whole, get out of Jesus' church. in the hole. And whatever you desert in the wolves, perish. That's what I have to tell you today. And I hope that you hear this, you get a message, right? Read it on the interface of this title. AD Anno Domini in the year of our Lord is 100% curse on hybrid black people. It will be there, out there for you. All right, take good care, and I am off, and we'll see you later. I eat Mac, all right? It pay, no, not it pays, no, I hit Mac is just what I want. It. I want a hit Mac.
Never see you when you jump over the wall. You think I never see you when you accidentally fall. Me say, I make you puppy up it up. Why you accidentally fall? Is she crying out the ice water? I know.